Thank you.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for coming to share this morning. Brian, I wonder if you can start by telling us, how long have you guys led a small group and why do you love it so much?
Certainly. Well, we've been running a small group for 2 years and, well, it gets us out of the house. But no, we just love being around other folk, and I must admit, we've got a great bunch of folk around us, and we've just aimed with the group to learn to do life together, to laugh together, to cry together, and just to really try and open ourselves up to each other. And that can be hard, can be difficult, but we're trying to learn to be open and true towards each other.
That's amazing. And as I was talking to Zenny this week about some of the stuff you're getting up to, one of the strengths of your group sounds like it's community. Why don't you tell us about how that's grown and what that looks like for you guys?
Yeah, certainly. We said one of our aims as a group was to be a family and to grow as a family together. So we had a couple of aims. A simple aim was to actually meet around everybody's house once during the year at least, so that we got a feel of what life looked like in each person's life. And then moving out from there, we move people into houses, move people out of houses. We just encourage everyone to text each other, to connect with each other. We started our own Facebook page, so we encourage each other to upload photographs. And when we did things together, got people to upload those photographs, just so we got a real sense of us as an entity.
That's amazing.
And people really have, you know, the guys in the group have really been good at supporting and helping each other in all sorts of different ways.
That's so cool. Zenny, I know you're going to talk about something you guys have done in terms of reaching out to your community, particularly around your house. You had an idea a little while ago and you ran a cream tea afternoon. Why don't you tell everyone what you did and how it went?
Yeah, so we'd done one 2 years ago and it went really well, and there was just a real buzz in the street afterwards. People were just talking to each other more and it was just lovely. It just opened up the street, and so we thought we'd do it again this year. And it was amazing. The group just really stepped up to baking lots and lots of cakes, borrowing chairs and tables for the garden. We borrowed from a local school, we borrowed 50 cups and saucers to make it really special and nice for the event. And there was bunting go up, and it was just really special. It was just a really fun, lovely day. Somebody thought, because it was a really hot day, that it would be lovely to have iced lollies for the kids, and that was a hit, because it was a really hot day. There was bubbles, somebody came with bubbles for the kids to play with. It was just a lovely event, a lovely day.
What would you say has been the impact on your street as a result of doing it?
Well, it was lovely, because I just walked to the local shops yesterday, and there were several people out in the gardens, and we just chatted, and I think it's just building on what you do all the time. You just keep having those chats and getting to know people, and it's just really lovely. And, you know, even just that afternoon, spending time, there's a guy down the road, and he's having cancer treatment, and just sort of seeing how he's doing. He knows we're praying for him. And there was certain mums that came to our event, and two of them exchanged numbers, and I discovered neighbours I never thought I had, never knew they were there, and they discovered me, so that was good as well.
So good, you guys. Can we just thank these guys for how amazing they're doing, how they're serving. Thanks guys so much. So good. Amazing. Just to say, guys, if you're not part of a small group or a missional community and you're interested in getting involved, you can go onto the website and there's information on there, or you can speak to one of our hosts this morning or call the offices, but get involved somehow.
Awesome.